Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it's beautiful today. We're going to have a gorgeous day, a great day to get out and play golf or hang out at home and watch the President's Cup. We're going to have moderate to locally breezy trade winds in charge. They're going to back off just a little bit to moderate levels going into Sunday and next week. So enjoy the breezy conditions. Maybe the humidity won't feel so intense. Showers mainly windward and Mauka areas overnight and early morning, especially through the morning. We've got a weak disturbance passing over the state. We'll have slightly drier trade wind pattern, and that's expected later this afternoon through Monday, followed by some wetter trends. I love how they write this. Some subtle wetter trends from Monday night into Wednesday. So there you have it. It's going to rain a little bit in the morning. It's going to get nice. The breezes are going to stay with us, and then they'll back off a little bit. We'll have a little rain in the morning, a little rain in the afternoon, maybe going into the evening hours. And it's going to be hot. Yes, I don't even want to think about the 90 or 89 or 92 that we might be facing again today. Aren't you looking forward to the winter? I certainly am. I'm looking forward to talking with my guests this morning inside. We're coming to you live from the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's South Shore. Welcome into the clubhouse. We've got Alex Myers, award-winning writer, Golf Digest magazine. We have Ken Rayner, author of I Call Him Mr. President, the life story shared with President George Bush. He was head professional at Arundel Golf Club in Kennebunkport, Maine, until 2018. He's now retired. Ryan Nagata, Hawaii State Golf Association, is going to be with us. And Bob Bupka, the voice of golf talk sport in the UK, co-host Musings on Golf with Kelly Elbin. He'll be with us as well. And I've got some lessons with Michael S. Kim. He posted them on Twitter. I just thought I should share them because apparently he has played, close to 1,000 different amateurs have played with him over his career. Everyone is different, but there are some common mistakes I see every week. And so we're going to go over some of his basic concepts. But first, we're going to talk with Alex Myers, Golf Digest, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The gift that lasts forever. And the Sentry starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
And now, let's bring Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest, self-proclaimed fantasy sports guru. He's a fan of the Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, and Wake Forest. All you got to do is follow him, and you'll see what an incredible sports nut he is. Hey, Alex Myers, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. Great to be here, and especially today, I guess I am a sports nut. You mentioned the Knicks. My Knicks made a huge trade last night for Carl Anthony Towns, who is also a big-time golfer, so I'm wearing my Knicks shirt. I'm all jazzed up today with the season coming up in about a month or so. I'm extra fired up today, Danielle.
And what about your, President's Cup hat? You wearing one of those?
I did have a T-shirt on the other day. No, hey, this is, I got to say, after Thursday, I think we all kind of thought that this event was going to be a dud. And then kudos to the international team for staging an all-time turnaround yesterday. And, I'm not just talking about in golf. I'm talking about in sports. Like, to be down 5-0 after the first session in an event that you haven't won in 26 years, you're dead at that point. And to tie it up, just incredible job. So we actually have some drama. It's pretty tight still. It looks like the U.S. will probably take a slight edge going into the afternoon today. But then, there's so many points on the line tomorrow with all the singles matches. So you know, golf fans can't complain. We've got an exciting event to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know how far behind this is at ESPN, but Adam Scott and Taylor Pendrith are all square with Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa, Mackenzie Hughes and Corey Connors, three down. Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele are three up. Three up, Siwoo Kim and Tom Kim. What a powerhouse those two are. They're three up over Keegan Bradley and Wyndham Clark. And then two up, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, and Hideki Matsuyama, Sungjae Kim, are they trying to get into the mix back up. It is really exciting. It's really exciting. And frankly, I forgot how loud they are at the President's Cup. Is this new, or have I just forgotten?
I think we see the volume go up, every year, whether it's the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup or the Solheim Cup. You know, something about the team atmosphere. It gets the crowd a little more hyped up. It gets the players certainly more hyped up. Tom Kim a little while ago hit a shot into a par five, and while the ball was in the air, he just put up his finger and started walking. I mean, you just wouldn't see that in a normal tournament guy acting like that. But it was pretty awesome. And of course, it was a great shot, and he was fired up. So, and yesterday he actually didn't play, but he is the spark plug for that team. He was going around. It looked like he must have lost his voice going around screaming for all the different matches. So. It's a fun event for sure. But, you know, I'm almost in the camp of I kind of want to see the internationals win one of these things because at some point, it's not a great event if you have one team that wins every year or every 2 years. So I would love to see the internationals pull it off and kind of breathe some fresh life into this event. Again, they've only won one time since this event started in 1994. That was way back in 1998. There was a tie, of course, in 2003, the famous playoff between Tiger and Ernie Els, which they ended in darkness, and the teams agreed, Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus agreed to share the cup, which was a great moment.
Yeah.
But since then, it has been one-sided towards Team USA. And, it looked that way on Thursday, but, we've got a battle now at least. So I hate to say it as an American, but I'm kind of pulling for the internationals here.
Careful.
I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yes, because I understand that one person in the, in the press box said something like, I kind of have to say that I kind of wish that the internationals went, and he goes, what are you talking about? Are you an American?
Yes, yes. Jim Furyk actually cursed off. I'm sure you've had him on your show, Adam Shupak, Golf Week. He's a great reporter, great writer. And, he kind of said what I just said in front of Jim Furyk, who's the captain of Team USA, and he actually cursed him off. He was like, he was legitimately ticked off and outraged, especially that an American would even suggest such a thing. So, but I kind of get it from Jim Furyk's standpoint because, of course, he was the captain in 2018 at the Ryder Cup, which was such a disaster in France. And so he doesn't want to be an 0-2 captain, and if you're a U.S. captain that loses a President's Cup, that's a tough look.
Yeah. And back to the crowd, I got to say, they are so important, having those fans. And what shocked me was when they went, boo, when the Americans were introduced. I'm like, boo?
Yeah, you hear some stuff that you just don't here at a typical week at a tournament.
Right.
And I'm kind of all for it. I don't mind it. I know some people don't like the cheering on bad shots and stuff. But, I mean, I'm sorry. If you're there to root for your team, it's kind of hard not to, root for when something good happens for your team. So
yes.
I get it. I actually, Danielle, I'd wished that that Mike Weir – now, again, look, Mike Weir, if they end up winning this thing, he's going to look like a genius. But I actually thought he should put five Canadians on the team. He put three on and just loaded up because the crowd just goes crazy because we all remember in 2007, the U.S. won, but Mike Weir beat Tiger on Sunday, and it was in Royal Montreal. and the crowds just went crazy. That's all they cared about. And so I think if he had loaded up the teams even more with the Canadian players, you would even hear crazier crowds. So, but he's got the three on there, and certainly they're the crowd favorites, whether it's Corey Connors, Mackenzie Hughes, and Taylor Pendrith. But, you know, again, he could have put Nick Taylor on there. He could have put Adam Hadwin on there. I don't know. He could have find another one. Just could have loaded up with the Canadians to really juice up the fans.
Yes, yes. So this may not be the biggest event in the game of golf, but for some players, and I'm talking about Sahith Theegala, I loved what he said. And there are no bigger events than playing for your country. That nails it right there.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's a huge honor. And right, Sahith Theegala, of course, you know, he's a kid of, immigrant parents. I mean, it's just an amazing story for him, not only to make it to the PGA Tour, but then to ascend to the height that he's done so far, one of the best players in the game, and to finally represent his country for the first time meant so much for him. You know, he appreciates all the sacrifices that his parents made when he was growing up, and you know, golf is not a cheap sport to get into. You know, it costs money, it takes a lot of time and effort. You got to be taken to the course, driven around. You got to find places to play and practice and all that. And certainly his parents did that for him, and he's appreciative. And, yeah, he's one of the guys I think everybody really wanted to watch this week. He's always an exciting player, but, to see his fire come out and to see him get to play for Team USA for the first time is special. It's also kind of crazy. I mean, this is Russell Henley's first time playing for Team USA, and you could argue he was the best player through 2 days for Team USA. He's had a great year. He's won in Hawaii before, but he's starting to win elsewhere, and he's a guy to start looking out for at major championships as well. So this could be a springboard. You know, we all saw what these events can do for players. You know, Scottie Scheffler was, before he won a PGA Tour event, made a Ryder Cup, and he played great at I believe it was Whistling Straits, and then the next year he started to win. So you never know; it could be a real springboard for some of these up-and-coming players.
Yes. Now, his name is pronounced Scythe?
Sahith.
It is Sahith. Sahith Theegala.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was also a funny one. You know, they came to America, of course, and immigrants come to America for a better life for their kids, you know, so they can become whoever they want to become. And he said something to the effect of, I don't think my parents had me as a golfer in mind, you know?
No. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny, if you've watched, which season was it? Was it season one? I think it was season one. One or two of the Full Swing show on Netflix, which is really good. I like season two even better, but I think it was in season one that got into Sahith and his parents. And his dad was, whatever season it was, his dad, Merle, was actually, I thought, the star of the entire show. he's hysterical, and he follows him around, and he wears shirts with Sahi's face on them, and you can hear him cheering from a mile away. And recently, Sahi, I think, played in his 100th career event, and they had a huge family reunion. They were all wearing like shirts for him. So he's got just an amazing family and support system, and his dad's a real character. So I'm sure if they win, we'll see something from his dad.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And if my kid had me following him around with a shirt with his face on it, he'd probably hide.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know her. I don't know her.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So Scottie Scheffler is number one in the world, and not necessarily at the President's Cup is he doing, you know. And somebody brought up during the broadcast, I think it was this morning, that I was getting ready very early, so I could be mistaken. But they mentioned that, you know, playing as a team, two guys, it's different than playing as a solo, this is my victory. You know, and I was wondering, feel like you're overpowering your partner, or you know, overshadowing your partner, that's not natural for people who normally play this game as solo entities. And it takes a real partnership to be able to be one and shining as a team.
Yeah, I think there's certainly something to do that, and especially in the alternate shot format, it's so tough because, you know, your next shot is all, unless you're teeing off, is all based on your partner's shot. And so you really have to, you know, appreciate if they put you in a bad spot, you can't get down on your teammate.
Yes.
You got to just kind of roll with it. You know, if you hit a great shot and your teammate misses the putt, you kind of, you know, you can't be dogging on your teammate. So it's just, like you said, Danielle, I mean, it's totally different than what these guys are used to on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, I think a guy like Scheffler, who now is starting to play on, what is this, his fourth or fifth team, you know, he starts to get a little more used to it. But certainly the younger guys and the rookies, it's a new experience. It's tough. I mean, you know, some people think Tiger never even fully, you know, reach their potential for Team USA because maybe they were too individualistic. And certainly the one time they played together, it was kind of a disaster. So, you know, it definitely is a different mindset. You know, it's probably why Tiger was the best at dominating, but then to switch over and kind of, you know, be a teammate, it was tough for him, at least early on. It seems like he's gotten more into it in recent years. But, it's definitely a learning process for these guys.
Yeah, sharing the glory and not getting on top of somebody because they didn't.
Right.
You have to be very careful. And so all of that is also what's going on emotionally. That's why Siwoo Kim and Tom Kim, when you watch them, they're like brothers in arms. You know, that's that's their mission. Their mission is to be a team, come what may, and they're doing a really good job of showing us how to do it.
It's funny you bring that up because, you know, the struggle for the international team has always been, how do they find this common bond? I mean, they're from the rest of the world. They're from all over the globe. It's not as easy as it is for maybe, you know, the Europeans who are maybe more familiar with each other. But I will say the way the team is made up this year, if you look at it, you have, I think it's four South Koreans. So that makes for kind of like two maybe obvious pairings there or some kind of mix. And then three Aussies and then three Canadians. So you kind of have these little pods from countries, and at least they have like these really tight bonds among them. And so I think that's maybe translated this year for this team. And, you know, again, of course, these guys are all friendly, too, and they've had team dinners throughout the year and all that. But at least they do kind of have, you know, we always used to talk about the U.S. pod system that Paul Azinger made. Right.
Famous.
And so now the international team almost has like this natural pod system that maybe in a way has brought them closer together.
Yeah. It's all just wonderful to watch, and it's great to see if you haven't been watching, you really need to tune in because it's with the crowd and the players pumped up. It's just a lot of fun. And some of the putts, you know, they're, and I felt like saying, you hit it too hard.
Yeah.
It was rolling away for the cup, but you went too hard. It couldn't roll in. Oh.
Yeah, it's an exciting event. And you know, we never get to see alternate shot other than this. That's what a really cool event, and that's going to be this afternoon, obviously. So that's if you haven't checked that out, I would suggest that. You know, and the great thing about it too, Danielle, is the alternate shot matches, they're so quick because it's just tee shot, then approach, then putt. You know, I mean, they just go back and forth, and they just, you know, and I think in the old days, you wouldn't even go to the tee with your teammate. You would just walk out to the fairway and kind of wait to see where the ball is to even speed up play even more. So that's what I like about it. It's kind of like a nice, quick-paced format to really enjoy.
It is a quick-paced format to enjoy.
Yeah.
I would love to go to just about any sporting event with you because obviously you like them all. And you're really into all of them, and it would be so much fun because we could, you know, like it's when you get to shout and, you know, do all that stuff, and like totally be immersed in the whole sporting moment. It's a beautiful thing. And following Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest, on Twitter is fascinating. And all of the different sports, I was like, where's golf? Where's golf?
I know. Probably a lot of people who follow me are probably saying the same thing, Danielle. They're like, all right, enough of this guy. Enough about the Knicks. I don't need to hear about the New York Knicks.
But
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I understand. We all understand. You know, when high school football in Hawaii is on, that's all that matters.
You go.
That, you know, because we don't have colleges close by. So, you know, every ounce of our energy goes into that. And then, of course, when UH is playing someplace, then it's all about the UH. So I get it. I got to bring this up, though. On your feed, I saw somewhere a man in a shirt on a driving range is trying to hit elk.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that wasn't cool, right?
I mean, weird.
I don't think it takes, it's crazy. You see, these elk kind of wandered on. I guess there was some tour company that takes people on tour with an elk, and I don't know. Somehow the elk came onto the range, and you had one guy who was just kind of, whatever, I'll just keep bombing drivers, and he looked like he was a good golfer, and I don't think he was in danger of hitting anybody. But one guy was clearly trying to hit shots.
Literally.
Elk, and,
yes.
And, yeah, and it was just bad. And the guy videoing goes, hey, I'll send this to the cops. And then you can see the guy kind of like, he stops. But, you would think that, you wouldn't hit golf balls at any animal, Danielle.
Hello.
But not good.
Hey, wise guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, really? And then what have we come to? Excuse me. And now I have to bring up this memo sent to PGA Tour players. And I don't remember, it says a recent Tuesday in the article, the amendment regarding the rules, or more technically the terms of competition surrounding when a scorecard is returned. How old is this? This caught by me. Effective immediately, players now have a 15-minute buffer to correct an error on a scorecard, even if they've already left the scoring area.
Yes. So this is relatively new. This is in the past few months.
Okay.
And they'd already, a couple years ago, amended it to be a little more kinder, gentler, where they had, if people found out about a mistake later, they could kind of correct it, and you wouldn't get disqualified. But this was different because this happened to Jordan Spieth. I forgot what tournament was earlier this year, and he kind of made a mistake on his card, and he left, and they were like, well, he signed for a lower score, he's disqualified. And I think Xander Schauffele was playing with at the time and said something like, he kind of had to. He had like a bathroom emergency, and he like ran off. not to be gross about it, and he had to run off. He had like an emergency.
We've been there.
By the time he came back, he was disqualified, and so this is almost like you could call it the Jordan Spieth rule. So it's kind of put in this extra buffer that, like, in case like a player can't like sign his card right then or whatever, like, He has a few extra minutes if something's wrong, like to get his issues in order, I guess, and get his card in order so you don't get disqualified. So, again, it was a very unusual situation. I don't know how many times it's actually going to happen, how many times this Jordan Spieth rule is going to come into play, but that's kind of what happened there. And I don't know the exact details, Danielle, but I don't think we really want to know the exact details.
No, because I thought guilty conscience finally takes over and you go back and correct, it's like,
right. Yeah. Well, you don't want that to be the reason too, but you're right. It almost does. It gives you like, all right. You got 15 minutes. Are you sure? Are you sure about this score? Yeah.
Alex Myers, senior writer, Golf Digest magazine. He writes one of my favorite golf magazine. You're still doing this, right?
The grind.
You still do the grind, right?
Yep. Every Tuesday,
golfdigest.com. Check it out. It's fun. Thank you, Alex.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle. Great to talk as always.
Wonderful.
Aloha.
All right, we're coming back. He's there. Ken Rayner, author of I Call Him Mr. President, Life Story Shared with President George Bush. after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And I do have tee times for you, but first, Ken Rayner, PGA retired head professional at Cape Arundel, Kennebunkport, head professional, Coral Creek Club in Southwest Florida, player of the year, PGA of America main chapter, and friend to the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. He's author of I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, a presidential tale of friendship, travel, and the great outdoors. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ken.
Well, Danielle, that's quite an introduction. Thank you for that. But I'm thrilled to be here with you guys live from the President's Cup here in Montreal.
Yeah, live. How about those screaming fans?
Well, you may hear them in the background. I'm sitting on the 15th hole right now, and looks like the U.S. is turning it on the backside a little bit. I think we're up on three matches and only down on one. Bradley and Clark are down three against the Kims.
Okay.
But so it looks like it may turn around a little bit to the American side, but it's a beautiful day and incredible golf course and great crowds here today. So great for the game of golf and very exciting to be here.
Yeah, I bet. I get excited just watching it on television. I was kind of surprised when I heard the crowd booing as some of the players from the U.S. side were being introduced. But what's beautiful about it is total silence reigns as they're teeing it up. And then after the shot is hit, then everybody gets noisy.
Yeah, it was great. I was sitting on the first tee in the ceremony and opening ceremonies in the last couple of days for the opening tee shots each day. And you're exactly right. And, of course, they've got the music blaring and Sweet Caroline was playing and everybody's singing along. And then all of a sudden silence. But obviously, it's just so great to see the enthusiasm that I guess I'll say Canada and all the fans here internationally have for the game of golf. So it's thrilling.
Yeah, I bet it is. And where do you stay when you're in Montreal?
That's the hardest part about this is, we stay right in Montreal. So we have, pretty much an hour unless traffic's really heavy, which it has been. So it's over an hour's drive.
Wow.
Out here onto the island, which is Royal Montreal is on an island. So it's obviously an effort to get out here, even for the players. So they're putting a lot of effort out here to play some good golf. But it's great to be here in Canada. They're great hosts.
Great hosts is right. They always are. You're a great place to go. So President George Herbert Walker Bush, and I'm quoting here, was taught to play golf the proper way, which is to say, without undue delay. Aerobic golf, he called it. And the example he set in his dashes around a golf course alone ought to have been sufficient to have warranted his induction into the World Golf of Fame in 2011. How did you keep up?
Oh, I learned that very, very quickly. I've always been a quick player myself. The press also deemed it cart polo, aerobic golf, you know, all kinds of things. But, you know, the old saying was you didn't throw grass in the air to see the wind direction because it took too long for the grass to come down. The president would already be gone, you know.
That's wonderful. And you became friends.
Well, he became my second dad. I had a 40-year relationship with him, and I was just so honored. And we shared a lot of the same interests, and I gave him with great respect. But 41 was, a unique, amazing individual because he cared about everybody. You know, he did everything without a title. If you were standing next to him or he was anywhere, he'd want to find out all about you and your family and all that. And,
wow.
Very little did he talk about himself and the whole deal. And I think that's why he was kind of the Pied Piper. These people around him on and off the golf course were just so thrilled. And the invitations that I heard him extend or the notes that he always wrote back to people that he met arbitrarily, fishing trips, or guides before we got off the river practically when we were on the plane ride home. He's writing thank you notes to all the guides for all the service and the great fish that we caught, or same thing with caddies on the golf course. I mean, he really thought a lot about the other guy.
That's unusual in today's world. And I wish more of that would be happening now.
Well, as you probably know, he has that book of letters and things like that also. I mean, he was a great letter writer all through all my years. It was very common for me to receive multiple notes when he was president. And sometimes it would be one sentence, looking forward to our game, see you Saturday, or thought of you, sent you this, or really a quick little note. But, that doesn't get done, especially with the Internet this day and age. But he was a master at doing that. And I still have all of my notes that I have on it, on all various stationaries and all that. They all mean a lot to me.
Did you put any of that in your book?
Quite a bit in there, but, same thing with the background that the president taught me as my second dad is, I didn't want the book to be about me or my relationship with the president. I wanted it to be, the people that were nice enough to read it to understand that, he reached out to a lot of people. So I did the same thing. I reached out to a lot of people that I knew the president had crossed paths with, whether it would be a walk on the beach or a golf, obviously around the golf or a fishing trip or other adventures. And they're all nice enough to reach back in time and write a story that are all throughout the whole book. We have, Vice President Dan Quayle is involved. Prince Andrew was involved. We have, Jack Nicklaus wrote, Jim Nance, our great friend, Johnny Morris from Bass Pro Shops, Ben Crenshaw. All kinds of wonderful people that a lot of the golfers out there will identify with. They've all written some really fun stories of times that they spent with the president. So there's a big crowd. I think the Kims just closed out the match. Yeah, they just did. A big crowd here on the 15th hole where I'm sitting.
I heard it. That was great. The name of the book is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life. And I couldn't help but wonder, here is a quick guy on the golf course. He didn't want to, waste any time, aerobic golf, or whatever you want to call it. How did he do golf when he went fishing? That's not a quick thing to do.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't think anyone's ever brought that up to me, but he just loved the environment. He truly did, and he was actually very patient on the rivers. I mean, some of the areas that we fished, we went to Labrador quite frequently every year for the fantastic Atlantic salmon here in Canada, and we also went up to the Nunavik, which is above the Arctic Circle over Coronation Bay, up above British Columbia. for some Arctic char. And that was always just a great adventure for all of me. He always loved sharing it multiple times. He brought his grandson with him and gave him a life experience. So, you know, he found himself relaxing fishing, I think. The same thing, he was in the boat in Kennebunkport offshore. You know, it was just so much fun for him to go fast in the boat, feel the breeze in his air, just like his fighter pilot years.
Yes, fighter pilot years. Oh, man, I don't know that we can, you know, even begin to relate to what that's like to be, you know, being a pilot in a jet that's going fast. That's an exciting, very incredible experience. Can you tell me, head professional, I'm mispronouncing this, I'm sure, Cape Arundel?
Yeah, that's correct, Arundel. Yes,
oh, yes, Arundel. Arundel.
Arundel. Correct.
Okay. Do you miss teaching, being in the mix of a golf course?
Well, I always used to share with my staff is in our meetings that we've had, is I always reminded everybody that we are in the people business first and the golf business second. And so I miss the great relationships that I had with a lot of the people, sharing some of these type of stories I'm sharing with you, trying to make the game a little better, making them enjoy the game and make them enjoy their time at Cape Arundel. And I did the same thing at Coral Creek. I think it's really great to have that fraternal group that we all have as golfers. You know, we all have great stories that we can share, you know, somewhere in the world of rounds of golf that we played or people that we met while we were doing it. So,
yes.
You know, it's about the people and then about the game. And but I miss parts of it, but I enjoy having some of my time to myself and doing the things that I love to do, which is still golf and still fishing.
Still golf and still fishing. Do you want to write another book?
Well, my co-author, Michael Patrick Shields, is always after me to do that you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's convinced me of that yet, but I hear that frequently.
Michael Patrick, yes, I bet. And he's a good convincer. He might wear you down.
Yeah, and he's very much in touch with what's going on around and very experienced. So he's been a thrill to be associated with, and it's all fun. And as you probably know, the only reason I'd ever even consider writing another book is all the proceeds for the books go to charity. They go to a Gary's House, which is like a Ronald McDonald type of hospitality house for people in need, in medical needs, and also to the Conservation Trust in Kennebunkport. So it makes it a little easier to justify the book because you're giving back, and that's something the president always taught all of us.
Wow, I did not know that. Thank you for saying that. For Gary's House. So the proceeds from the book, and the book is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, A Presidential Tale of Friendship, Travel, and the Great Outdoors. The proceeds go to Gary's House. I had another question, and he just blew it out of my mind. How are we doing? How's the U.S. doing right now? We were three up in several. Can you see?
Yeah, I believe we're. I think we might have won three and lost one. Yeah, the Kims won 4-3. Scheffler won 2-1, and Finau Schauffele won 3-2. So it looks like it's 7-6 right now.
Okay. All right. See.
U.S. leading. Yeah. And. And now we got a little bit more golf this afternoon with the foursome format.
Now, tell us how that works.
Well, you know, a foursome is simply remembered for your listeners is a four people hit the ball some of the time, foursome. And so there's only two balls in play, and it's basically what we know as an alternate shot.
Ah, yes, alternate shot. And what's the good part about it, and what's the bad part about it?
Well, sometimes it's hard to get your own momentum because you're hitting every other shot. So it's hard to, you know, sometimes stay in it. And the other thing is you hate letting your partner down. And that's one thing you have to supersede to know that you're both trying your very best to do it. But you have to alternate your shots, you know, as far as driver. You know, one player will have the even holes, one player will have the odd holes off the tee. And so you got to work as a team, and it's strategy, but it's still match play. So obviously it's a combination of the two.
Fabulous. You know, there's been some talk about having the President's Cup being a mixed kind of format. So the LPGA players and the PGA Tour, DP World, they would be competing as a mixed team, men and women together, playing against men and women together.
I think it would be great. I mean, I think the game has certainly grown in you know, leaps and bounds, and why not? I mean, the crowd would love it. We all enjoy good shots. It doesn't matter who hit the shots. I think it would be great. I've been involved with the Augusta World Amateur for the women down at Champions Retreat and Augusta National, and look at the success that certainly has had, in women's amateur golf. So I think that tide is turning a little bit, and I think it would be very exciting to have that combination.
I think it would too. You know, some of Lydia Ko out there, she'd be a beast.
Well, the amazing thing that, you know, gets me a little bit is this: the skill of these players today, you know, male or female, is they, you know, they just put us all in awe of what we all try to do reasonably well and how well they do it and how frequently they do it well. And so I think when you put them all together, I think it can always please the crowd watching them, because you can all appreciate the skill and what it took to get to where they are.
Exactly, and the determination. And speaking of Augusta National, you know, that Hurricane Helene, apparently from the chairman, Fred Ridley, he said, our Augusta community has suffered catastrophic and historic impact from Hurricane Helene. We currently are assessing the effects at Augusta National Golf Club. You know, when you think of, you know, always it's coming for Florida, but then, you know, right above Florida, there's Georgia. And that's exactly where it's going to be interesting to see how much damage was done and if they'll be ready to go. Of course, they'll be ready to go. What a dumb question. It's Augusta National, right?
Well, I'm sad to hear that. I know Chairman Ridley. I've had the opportunity to play Augusta National with the chairman once, which was a thrilling experience for me. And I know his dedication and Augusta's dedication to the Masters. I also have a home in Florida down the west side, and the wind wasn't bad and the rain wasn't bad, but the sea surge was. And we had over 4 feet of water on a road coming to our house. Luckily, our house is just high enough, but give people a feeling is, you know, we have a dock, and the hand railings of the dock were underwater. So that's how much of a sea surge Southwest Florida had. So it's all scary stuff. It truly is. And a lot goes into this game of golf, and part of it is that we can't control, and that's certainly the weather.
Absolutely. Yeah. He goes on to say, in the meantime, our focus and efforts are foremost with our staff, neighbors, and business owners in Augusta. And our thoughts and prayers are with them, as well as everyone throughout Georgia and the Southeast who've been affected. And I think that goes for all of us to be a part of that, you know, thoughts and prayers, and sending great energy to them to recover. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. Ken Rayner, PGA retired, head professional at Cape Arundel, Kennebunkport, and head professional at Coral Creek Club in Southwest Florida, Player of the Year, PGA of America, the main chapter, and friend to the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. He is author of I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life. And all the proceeds from that book go to Gary's House. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you. Get everybody out on the golf course and keep doing it. Thank you, Danielle.
Right on. And in fact, we're going to do our tee times after we say aloha. Thank you. And now, from tee times, we go, first of all, the first platoon is out at Volcano Golf Club. And there, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, there's a 9-10 and a 10-48 if you'd like to play at Volcano. It's a really cool course. Macaulay, 852, 956, 1008. Poipu, there's an 8:50, a noon, and a 1:20. And the nine holers are going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Kauai Lagoons, 10 o'clock and 11:16. We've got a Turtle Bay, a 9:50 and a 10:48, that is. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 10:06. Bayview has an 8:50 and a 9:36. Wailea Gold, 10:30, 10:50, 12 o'clock. The Maui Police are heading out on the course. Have a great time. Lots of laughs to you. On the Emerald Course, 11:20, 11:40, 11:50. And the better half is playing. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Blue Course has an 11 o'clock and an 11:30. And Maui Nui, 8:40. Oh, it's kind of late for that. But maybe you're close by. 8:40, 8:48. Rondon Morris and Chris Moen, their groups are heading out on the course, and have a wonderful day. Have fun. That's the most important thing you can do on the course. Okay, let's get back to the golf club right after this. Ryan Nagata, Hawaii State Golf Association. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Aloha Powers. They're having another, gosh darn, it's still hot, fall sale. That's right. It's Aloha Powers, gosh darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers, from the homeowner size to the super-sized landscaper, it's all in stock. Mower accessories galore. They're available. Get on down. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Let your equipment do the work. Yep, it's still fire season, if you haven't noticed how dry everything is. Protect your property. And we ship off-island, and new shipments with the latest features arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. If you're driving down Farrington Highway, you get to Waipahu Depot Street, and you make a left if you're heading Eva, and you make a right if you're heading Cocoa Head bound. Tell them Danielle sent you.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention the Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in, Ryan Nagata, PGA Director of Rules and Competitions, Hawaii State Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Ryan Nagata, you know him. He went Kalani High School and UH. I went McKinley and UH. So, you know, we have that in common.
Public school.
We both love golf. And Ryan, you know him from Hawaii Kai Golf Course. He worked there. He worked at Mid-Pacific Country Club. You know, Ryan, your name sounded so familiar. I think we met at Mid-Pacific Country Club, maybe during you know, the Mid-Pac Open or something like that, or one of the women's tournaments. But right now, he's the director of Rules and Competitions, Hawaii State Golf Association. And I went, what is the Hawaii State Golf Association?
Well, the Hawaii State Golf Association is an allied association of the United States Golf Association. As we know, the USGA, as they're called, is the governing body for the rules of golf and gin handicapping for the country and basically almost the entire world. We also, during the year, we run high-level amateur competitions, such as the Hawaii State Amateur and the prestigious Manoa Cup. We also operate amateur golf tournaments on each island. So this fall, we've already completed our Kauai Amateur out at Wailua Golf Course. We just did the Big Island Amateur out at the Village Course at Waikoloa. And coming up next week, we do have our Maui Amateur coming up at the King Kamehameha Golf Club. Wow. In addition to that, we also provide rule support for the various associations and junior golf associations across the state. So we do go out and help even at the high school level. We send out some rules officials. At the end of October, we are going to help the Rainbow Wahine golfers at their tournament at Kapolei Golf Course. And then soon after that, the men will be playing as well at Kapolei Golf Course. So we do have a little bit of a presence there. So pretty much anything that goes golf-wise that goes on in Hawaii in some shape or form, we are involved.
Wow. And can we become members?
Yes, you can, actually. So Hawaii State Golf Association members, for a membership, you can either join through your local, most of the local golf clubs will have an active gin roster. You can sign up through any Roger Dunn golf shop. You can also sign up online at our website and become an e-club member. Just head over to Hawaii State Golf .org and you can sign up there. The main thing with the gin handicap, the HSGA membership comes with an annual gin handicap. With that, obviously, you can track your progress as a golfer and see how your handicap progresses. But most importantly, it allows you to be eligible to play in all of our golf tournaments throughout the year.
Cool. So that's what I get for being a member. I'm eligible to play in all these tournaments.
Correct.
Awesome. That's nice because you find yourself evolving as a golfer and getting better and better. And you kind of like to put yourself in a competitive situation, you know, the real kind where scores are. and I think that's really, is that, you know, as a teacher, you at one time were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good for the golfer?
Oh, yeah. At all levels, I do have the privilege of coaching a few high school and college level kids. And as they get from the junior golf level, the next step would be to start playing in state amateur level competitions and as well as the USGA qualifying competitions. And even at, you know, the weekend golf level, the last couple of tournaments that we held, we saw a bunch of new faces and a lot of them were really stoked that it was their first tournament that they ever played in. Obviously they were a little bit nervous, but once the tournament was over, they basically can't wait to sign up for the next one. It's something where, you know, if you've never done it before, you know, it's really not that bad. It can be a little bit intimidating, but once you dip your toes in the water, you'll find out it's really not that bad. The best thing about it is you'll make some new connections and make some new friends that, you know, will last a lifetime.
Right on. That's golf. How did you get into golf?
Mm-hmm. I got into golf from my father. You know, he's just an average weekend golfer. Started chipping around in the backyard, and eventually we started going to the driving range and then out to the golf course. At some point in high school, he told me it was time for me to get a job. So I got a job picking golf balls at Hawaii Kai Golf Course, and, you know, here we are today.
Funny how dads are, huh? Go get a job, mm-hmm. kid.
Oh, yeah. I feel like telling that to some of the kids today. You need a job.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. Mid-Amateur Championship, I think it's Kinloch. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Anybody from Hawaii playing in that?
It just concluded, I think it was 2 days ago, it just concluded. Unfortunately, we didn't have anyone qualify through our local qualifier here, which we had at the Dunes at Maui Lani. We did the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur, though, out in Seattle. We sent up two of our Hawaii women, Marie Miyashiro and Tracy Kashiwabara. They qualified through our qualifying event at Mililani Golf Course.
Wow.
They just narrowly missed the cut, but it was great to see two of our girls go up and represent Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations that they did so. I mean, you know, it was probably their first time going into a mainland competition, I'm assuming.
For Marie, I was talking to her after she qualified for her. That was her fourth USGA tournament that she had qualified for, dating all the way back to the mid-90s, I believe. So she's been a really solid golfer for a really long time. Tracy's also been a really solid golfer for many years, and she also kind of helps out and coaches Lilehua's high school team. So for both of them, they're high-level golfers, so I'm sure they've been to many of these.
Right.
Before.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. How does a good local golfer qualify? Let's say you've gotten pretty good and you want to test your skills and then maybe even get to the U.S. Mid-Amateur.
Yeah, so we do operate 10 to 12 USGA qualifiers on behalf of the United States Golf Association throughout the year. They include qualifiers for the U.S. Amateur Championship, the U.S. Women's Amateur, the U.S. Women's Open. All those tournaments, you go to the USGA's website, usga.org. There are certain criteria that you do have to meet. Like, for example, for that U.S. Mid-Am Championship qualifier, you did need to have a 2.4 handicap index or lower. Also, mid-amateur implies that you are above the age of 25 years old. For seniors on the men's side, it's 55 for amateurs and 50 for the women. But you go to the USGA website. Each championship has their own criteria for what you need to be able to be eligible to qualify in it. And then from there, once you're in, you try to shoot the lowest round you can. And you never know, catch lightning in a bottle and you could find yourself at a U.S. Open.
That's, oh, wow. Yeah. Have you played at that level?
I unfortunately have not. I was sort of a late bloomer in the game. And as they say, if you can't play, you teach, right? So... That's where I am in my golfing endeavor.
Oh, but you know, teachers are so important. And if you were to dedicate yourself to the craft, a late bloomer just means that, you know, everything's coming together at the right time. That's when you bloom. And you could get out. I just know it. You're going to argue with me, but you could be there. You could do that.
I agree. It's never too late for an old dog to learn new tricks. But, you know, having taken the path that I have, I get to do some pretty cool things at the moment. So I'm very grateful.
That's wonderful. And he's not old at all. Okay, I saw a picture of him.
My students would disagree. Oh. Thank you.
Of course they would. What are they, 12?
Oh, yeah. They've never seen a flip phone.
Ryan Nagata, PGA, Director of Rules and Competitions, Hawaii State Golf Association. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse and for sharing, giving us an idea of what the Hawaii State Golf Association is up to and how we can get involved. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We'll talk again. All right. Aloha. We're going to come back after this. Bob Bupka is going to join us. Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport. In other words, on Talk Sport in the United Kingdom. When they talk about golf, they have the voice of golf. He is the voice of, I mean, Bob has been doing this for a long time, and now he's co-host of Musings on Golf with Kelly Elbin as well. You know what? He was in the Air Force. Armed Forces Radio is what got him into radio. And, he started off, legendary Al Wester at Notre Dame. Yeah, that was another one of his things. He was working with him. Yeah, so he's another one of those sports guys. All right, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. My name is Danielle Tucker, yes. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
All right. You know what it is? It's the gosh darn hot fall sale. Yeah, I know it's fall, you know, and you're hoping that it cools off. It never does in September. It stays with us, and sometimes to October. Now, I'm not, you know, hoping for anything like that. I want it to be 60 at night so I can sleep like a baby, and I want it to be no longer humid so that, you know, my sinuses don't sound like this. It's Aloha Power's gosh darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscaper in stock. Mower accessories galore. Oh, to accessorize. Available now. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work. Spare your back. Yep, it's still fire season. Protect your property. And we ship off island. New shipments with the latest features arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. You know, when you're driving down Farrington Highway in Waipahu, you get to Waipahu Street, and then you make Waipahu Depot Street. And then you make a left, and you'll see this big sign that says Aloha Power Equipment. See, they know that you have to put a big sign up to let people know where you are. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips, and tell them Danielle sent you.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
KORLYNI Honolulu. And Stretch Lab complimentary 50-minute stretch promotion is still happening. In other words, you can win a stretch just like the guys get and the girls get, the professional level. Okay? We're going to do that. But first, Bob Bupka, the voice of Talk Sport in the UK, co-host Musings on Golf with Kelly Elbin. Do you know he was in the Air Force, Armed Forces Radio? That's what got him into radio. And then he started, he was working with the legendary Al Wester, Notre Dame football. Bob Bupka, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you for having me again, Danielle. I must admit, 24 hours ago, I wasn't feeling that well. And then Janice said, Bob, stop with that not feeling well. You got to go on with Danielle. So here I am.
And you don't sound like you don't feel well at all. And I know that, you know, going through everything that you've been going through, it's tough. And, man, am I just, I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you so much. Now, in while you're resting and recuperating, are you watching the President's Cup?
Yes, I am. You know, that's my job, watch it. I give you the story of the inception of the President's Cup, if you want.
Sure.
The real true story.
Oh, the true story.
You know, no sugarcoating.
Okay, ready.
And every 2 years, a while back, it used to get dark and gloomy over PGA Tour headquarters. And, you know, everybody was on edge. And the reason being, the Ryder Cup was being played. And the PGA of America was the big boss. And suddenly, the PGA Tour got together and said, we got to do something about this. So, a select group from the PGA Tour paid a shopping visit to the excitement store. And they're walking up and down the aisle. And there was a President's Cup format that could be purchased. And lo and behold, every 2 years, they'd be the PGA of America. So they make the purchase, and the President's Cup is evolved. So now we got to use you, Danielle, as the focal point, and you'll go down in golf history. You got to be the spearhead to get this to be a three-way competition between ladies, men, and you know, the two men's teams and a ladies' team. I think that would be the best possible thing for golf.
You know, you want it to be a mixed format, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Completely. The ladies' game has evolved. There's plenty of excitement. There's plenty of fan interest. Why should they not be part of this situation every 2 years?
Yes. Yes. I mean, Montreal is cooking. The fans are like, I was shocked when they were booing, when they were introducing the U.S. team, and they were boo. I'm like, wait a minute, is this golf?
Yeah.
But as soon as they got up to the tee and were ready, everything got very quiet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to give credit to all the fans up in Montreal. They have been outstanding.
Yes.
They really have contributed a lot. And then the most genius thing of all transpired. Day one, United States goes out and wins 5-0. Gloomers were saying, oh, no, we're going to have another rout. This is not fair to the President's Cup. And bang, what happens in day two? The international side rallies and wins 5 points. So now after day one, they're 5-all. What did that do in essence? That made this 36-hole competition just an 18-hole competition. And anybody knows an inferior golfer playing a superior golfer would have a greater chance at winning if it's an 18-hole match rather than a 36-hole match.
You're laying it all out for us, Bob. I don't know what else to say here other than that right now the score, as it were, is International 6, USA 7. We've got one match going on, and Patrick Cantlay and Sam Burns are still 2 up over Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im. It feels like something's wrong with my computer. It feels like they've been 2 up for a long time. We have 4-3. So on this one, you know, the U.S. Won, but no, excuse me, the Kims won. You know, that's, I love saying that. The Kims won. Siwoo Kim and Tom Kim against Keegan Bradley and Wyndham Clark. But on the other side, Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele we won there. And Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa won there. But this is a close race. This is not at all, you know, a blowout. And it's really exciting to watch. Through 15, that's all I've got on this last one. Maybe you have something more updated than I have.
No, I don't have anything updated. They don't let me know what happens, and then they go out and execute it. I get it the same pace that you get it.
Okay.
And on day one, I was in the back of my chair, and now I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
Right on.
So PGA Tour accomplished everything they hoped to accomplish to make this competition, you know, as good and alternate to the Ryder Cup as they possibly can. And they have done an excellent job. I got to give credit to the PGA Tour. It's never easy to come up with something as legendary as the Ryder Cup, I should say, and duplicate it in any way, form, or fashion. But at this juncture, in this President's Cup, up in Montreal, where the scenery happens to be absolutely incredible, the excitement is there.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely exciting. Having a great time. And with the women playing, I think that would just put this, you know, not over the Ryder Cup, but it would give a whole new level of excitement to the President's Cup, and we'll just see how things go. Don't we have another day after this day, or is this the
final? One more day.
One more day.
We have the singles tomorrow, and, you know, after the 5-0 lead to start the matches, nobody thought the singles were going to mean a thing, and now, if it keeps going like it is, Danielle, you know, the singles are going to mean everything.
Yep.
And boy, will the PGA Tour be happy about that.
Yep, absolutely. So the PGA Tour was jealous, basically, and so they came up with this thing so they could have their own competition, like instead of the Ryder Cup getting all the glory all the time, they would get the glory.
Yeah, I mean, jealous is probably a harsh word.
Okay, sorry about that.
You know, I mean, if anybody's doing something and they're doing it very well, it's quite natural that somebody would come along and try and copy it.
Okay.
You know, in some ways or form. So I don't want to say that PGA Tour was jealous. I think a better word would have been that it was envious.
Envious. Okay. Okay. Bob Bupka, you've done your absolute most fantastic work with me. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. And I want you to go and take care of that, because I need you to be back strong. So Kelly Elbin will have you. I was listening this morning. I tuned in to the podcast. And, you know, he's having to fly solo without you. And he doesn't want to have to do that much longer. Okay? So I want you to just take care of yourself. Get healthy and happy, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Well, I'd love it, Danielle. It's always an honor and a pleasure for me to be on with you.
Thank you, and it's an honor having you. Thank you very much. Bob Bupka, aloha. We're going to come back after this. I've got an interesting lesson from Lessons. I told you about this at the beginning of the show. Lessons with Michael Kim. Yes. He says, I've played with close to 1,000 different amateurs during my career. Everyone is different, but there are some common mistakes I see every week. Some basic concepts. And that's what we've got for you next, so we can figure out what it is we're doing wrong and how we can do something right. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention the Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
All right. You know, we talk about the professionals, the hot amateurs going to get stretched, you know, and because we might try to stretch, but people who know the muscle and how it all works around, you know, the bones and how you do your legs ever bother you? And everything feels tight. Well, that's because you haven't stretched. Oh, sure, I can stretch. I wake up every morning and I stretch. Yeah, that's not stretching. And you can have a free 50-minute complimentary one-on-one assisted stretching, just like the pros get at Stretch Lab Hawaii. There are a lot of golfers going to Stretch Lab Hawaii. You don't have to be a golfer to go. Just be the third caller. It's free. 808-545-1111. You'll win a 50-minute, 5-0, flex stretch at Kahala Mall, Kailua, Ward Center, your choice. That's 808-545-1111. You deserve to feel what a stretch really feels like. It's from the Golf Club and Stretch Lab Hawaii. All right, now, lessons from Michael Kim. Now, you can find this on Twitter, all right? He put this all on Twitter, so anybody can go as I'm reading, all right? All right, lessons from Michael S. Kim. Full swing. He says we make some common mistakes, and he sees it every week. You know, pros play with amateurs all the time. And here's some basic concept. On the full swing, 95% of ams go over the top and chop at the ball like they're chopping wood. The reason it looks this way is because they don't turn their hips and their shoulders nearly enough in the backswing. You can go over the top from the top if you have a good turn in your backswing. It's a bit scary to swing with a big turn, but it must be done harder. You shouldn't look so robotic. Way more relaxed with your feet flared a little bit. Think of a heavy medicine ball throw. Use your entire body to turn back and through. You can get a better turn to your right side than you can shift into your left side better. So get that good turn to the right. You can shift into the left. It's like a side bend. Get the club to not go over the top as much. This is from Michael S. Kim. It's all on Twitter. You can read it again. All right. On pitch shots, with the setup, it should look like you're trying to hit a shorter shot. Way a little left. Feet a little closer. So your weight should be a little left. Your feet a little closer. A little bit closer to the ball ball position, middle to back, hands a little ahead. I see way too often a player setting up like it's a full shot. This is Michael S. Kim. He's played with over 1,000 different amateurs over his career. He says, you really should use your body turn better in order to create a little in to out path. That makes these shots way easier. Think Steve Stricker. No wrist set, all body turn. If your hands, wait a second, sorry. If you want hands forward to create that nice descending blow, you need body turn throughout the entire swing. Gosh, makes Stretch Lab seem like something you need to go out and do right now. All right, next, from Michael S. Kim, found on Twitter, chipping. This blew my mind, okay? This blew my mind. Chipping. Use your putter. Huh? Chipping? Use my putter? All right, he says, if it's fairway and less than 30 yards to the hole, just use a putter. Putter until you're forced not to. From the rough, open the club at setup. The scoop action happens because you're trying to add loft from a bad position and leads to chunks and mishits. I went a bit deeper in chipping with the shallow versus steep stuff in a video a few weeks back. And you can search for that in my profile if you want. So, you know, obviously Michael S. Kim cares about your game, because not only is he giving us this in words, he's got a little video for us to go see. So if use your putter, chipping, if it's fairway and less than 30 yards to the hole, use a putter. Putter until you're forced not to. From the rough, open the club up, set up. The scoop action happens because you're trying to add loft from a bad position, and it leads to chunks and mishits. So I went deeper, he says, a bit deeper in chipping with the shallow versus steep stuff in a video a few weeks back, and you can search for that in my profile. So next is the bunker. Boy, don't you just love bunkers? Bunkers are supposed to be really cool. Bunker, don't try to hit behind it. Wait a minute. Everybody's told me to hit behind the ball. No, don't try to hit behind it. Let your setup dictate that. Dig in slightly with your feet. Ball a little bit ahead. Open the club face. Way 60, 40 left. So your weight needs to be 60, 40 on the left side. A little wrist cock on the way back. And then undo that wrist cock the way through. Okay? So if you can do it without slicing across it too much, even better. Well, first we need to get in the bunker and try out if we can even do all of this that you've asked us to do. Dig in slightly with your feet, ball a little back, open the club face, weight 60, 40 on the left, a little wrist cock on the way back, and then undo that wrist cock and the way through. You know what? It actually sounds like it's something I might be able to do. And now to putting, which I love putting, but we're going to see what he says. This is from Michael S. Kim. It's all on Twitter if you'd like to go find it and read it for yourself. Putting. 95% of you don't start your putts online and don't know where you're aiming. Oh, my. I can't count the number of times I've given a read. The amateur aims it wrong, starts it way off my read, and when it misses, tells me it broke more or less than my read. Well, if you're serious about getting better on the greens, get something that tells you whether you pushed it or pulled it, and get your setup right. Sounds like he's scolding us, doesn't it? You can do it with some tees and a stick, but it's easier to just buy something like a Peltz tutor or something similar with a gate. Wow. Now we got to go buy stuff. Anyway, I thought you'd like to hear that. I thought it was fun to read. All right. We're going to have moderate to locally breezy trades. And then they'll kind of back off a little bit tomorrow. Showers, morning, we found them. Afternoon, yesterday, probably a little bit of the same. A slightly drier trade pattern is expected later this afternoon through Monday, followed by subtle wetter trends from Monday night into Wednesday. And now for some tea times. I know you'd love to get out and play a game. Volcano has a 956 and a 1008. And the first platoon is heading out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Yes, I'm going to repeat that every time. Pui Pu, 8:50, noon, and a 1:20, and the nine-holers are going out. Kauai Lagoons, 10 o'clock and 11:16. We've got a Turtle Bay at 8:30 and a 9:50 and a 10:48. We've also got Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 10 o'clock and an 11 o'clock. Eva Beach Golf Course, 10:06, Bayview, 9:36, Gold Course, I'm running out of time. Gold Course has a 10:30 and a 10:50 and a 12 o'clock. Maui Police, may you hit the sweet spot every time. Emerald, 11:20, 11:40, 11:50, the better half, they're going out. May you hit the sweet spot every time. It's a great way to get all that, you know, animus that builds up over the week. All right. Blue Course, 11 o'clock and 11:30. And Maui Nui has a lovely 8:48. That's the latest I could find. And there are a couple of teams going out. Well, groups. It's Rondon Morris and the Chris Moen group. They're heading out. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. All right. So there you have it. Do we get a winner for our stretch lab? Oh, we did get a winner. Okay, thank you, Nani. She takes care of all of these most important. Okay, Mr. Harvard. He has won from Kaneohe. Mr. Sumida, you've won. Thank you so much for listening and staying with us through all of this wonderful show with Alex Myers, Ken Rayner, Ryan Nagata, Bob Bupka. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me. And of course, Nani has told me that there's a little bit more. And yes, Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and the Ward Center. Aloha Power's darn hot fall sale. Riding mowers from homeowner to the supersized landscaper, they're all in stock. Mower accessories available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work with those chainsaws, those weed whackers, those trimmers, whatever you need. Mow it, blow it, bag it, save your back. Let the equipment do your work. It's a lot faster, and it's a whole lot easier. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. We can't find you without a sign. It's just like Aloha Power Equipment. They have this gigantic sign. It tells you, right here, this is where we are. You know, just off Farrington Highway on Waipahu Depot Street, where you make a right or a left, depending on which way you're going. That's it. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, and friendship, go golf. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.